Yo, what the heck is going on, Kinda Funny Best Friends? It's your guy, Snowbike Mike, taking over Gregway to make it a Snowbike Mike Day. Part 3 of my fun Gregway adventures with all of you. Mr. Miller is having a very busy week, so he's asked me to fill in not only today, but tomorrow. And he's also told me he's a little behind right now on your Gregway episode. So here's what we're going to do. Today, this was put on me a little last moment. Everybody's currently leaving the office. But tomorrow, I'm going to give you a nice big one to make up for all the time that he's missed with each and every one of you. So I promise we'll have some fun. But today, I want to talk about firsts. Yes, that's right. I had a first for the first time yesterday. I tried Indian food for my first time ever. And oh boy, Barrett, Roger, Blessing, and Cool G, it was delicious. You're probably saying to yourself, Snowbike Mike, you tried Indian food? What do you mean? You just had white rice the whole entire time? No, Barrett, I had some buttered chicken.
Adventurous.
Wow, buttered chicken.
I don't know the names if we can bring up the menu, but there was this other where it was cauliflower and potatoes with some sort of spicy sauce on top of it.
Okay.
That one punched me in the mouth where I quickly said, I won't have any more of that, but I tried it. Okay. There was a lamb on the table. I had a rack of lamb. Had lamb. It was all right.
Yeah. Lamb's not bad.
Okay. The buttered chicken was the best. And now, just to set the tone with everyone, of course, I went with Gary Whitta.
Where'd he take you?
Gary Whitta took me to his second favorite restaurant in all of San Francisco, which is Amber, downtown San Francisco, near the Metreon. And he loves this place called Amber. It's his second favorite place behind House of Prime Rib. And so I sit down. I go, Gary, I've never had this. I don't know what's going to happen. He said, Mike, don't worry. I'm going to order everything for the table. You just sit down, relax. Don't even look at the menu. So I put my faith in Gary Whitta, and he delivered. Because I thought that the buttered chicken was just going to be a buttered chicken breast. Like, talk about first, everybody. I thought they were going to deliver a plain-ass chicken breast that might honestly be buttered.
Honestly, completely and utterly fair.
Okay. You know what I mean? But no. This had some nice red sauce on it that you thought would be a little spicy. But guess what, Roger? It was sweet, and it was delicious. And so that was my first that I wanted to share with all of you. Because, of course, as you know, 2023 is all about stepping out of your bubble, getting out of your comfort zone, and trying new things. And a lot of people are kind of funny here, think that I'm insane for wanting to try new hobbies, engage in new activities that might be out of my comfort zone, right? Sure, I want to go surfing. Yeah, I want to hike to the top of Mount Tam, right? And so there I am, experiencing firsts, right? And a lot of people want to keep me inside of a box. But I want you all to know that you can redefine yourself, you can try new things anytime you want. And so throughout 2023, what I'm encouraging all the Kinda Funny Best Friends to do, find the things that you love, find the things that you're good at, hone those, do them, be a creature to comfort if you like, but I want you to think about it once a month, once a quarter, once this year. I want you to try something new. Maybe you go to a paint and sip. Maybe you take on editing classes with one Roger Picorni here at Kinda Funny. Maybe you go skydiving. Whatever that one thing is that you've always wanted to try, that's my one thing I want to pass to all of you, is go try it here during this year, because you only get so much time on planet Earth, and I want you to be able to say when you look back, I've tried the things that I was really interested in. And so I was excited to try Indian food. We've tried some other things here in San Francisco. I tried felting. If y'all don't know what felting is, myself, Joey, and our roommate, Katie, sat around the kitchen table, and we got these little balls of wool, and we took this weird needle, and we just poked them. We poked them until they turned into a bear. Now, can I describe to you how it turned into a bear? No, but I know that I was super high watching Yellowstone, and we just poked. We poked this felt until it turned into a bear. It took about 3 hours, and a whole lot of blood was spilled, but I tried felting. Then me, Katie, and Joey again got together. We made beautiful Christmas stockings. I got out of my comfort zone, got a little creative, made myself a cute little Christmas stocking. Then we painted nutcrackers, which was a ton of fun. I found that I'm very bad at painting. I don't have an eye for design, I'll tell many of you, but I tried. And that's the moral of all of this, is trying new things. And so on today's Gregway, I wanted to take a moment to talk about my first time trying Indian food. I want to encourage all of you to try new things. Of course, you see, we're here in the bullpen with everyone all around me, with Barrett, and we're having some fun, and we're going to try. And before I go, Of course, I'm going to ask Barrett what's one thing he wants to try, maybe this year or in his lifetime. Then I want to ask all of you what you would like to try this year. And then I'll tell you that tomorrow I'll be back with another Greg Way. If you want to leave some questions, I will answer those because I'm going to go give you a special one that will make up for the week since Greg is very busy. So, Barrett, to end us out, what is one thing that you would like to try this year?
Something I want to try this year. You're really putting me on the spot because I just came here to ask you of like, tell me about your actual first time, you know? But yeah, there's got to be a food out there that I want to try.
Some food.
I haven't yet.
Yeah, that's good.
I've done a lot in my life. I'm an experienced man. Honestly, I could just let go of this mortal coil and be good with it, you know?
So, God, you're amazing.
I don't know. Like I've flown in a plane before. My first.
What?
Let's do a.
What?
He's flown in a plane.
Yeah, it's flown.
Me and him aren't big flyers. We don't like flying.
Yeah, we hate flying and stuff. I'm just trying to think of like things I probably wouldn't like. Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to learn.
Fly an actual plane? Would you try doing that?
No.
Okay.
Just because I'm not really interested, I would probably be more comfortable actually flying a plane than actually like riding in one because I'm in control.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm just not interested. But you know what I am interested in is learning how to like, a boat that you put out on the lake, just like a motorboat.
Okay,
something.
You would like
that.
To become a boat captain.
Yeah.
Learn how to boat, little boating.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well,
you know, I can do that. You know, I once.
You were up in Tahoe all the time.
I was going to say,
sure
I took
you know.
Blessing out on a boat once. Yeah. He had a fantastic time.
Okay.
Roger was there as well. We had a great time. Let's write that down this summer. We'll go
I've
out
been
on a boat.
Boats before, but yeah. that'd
no,
be
you're
going
to be the captain.
I would love to drive around on a boat. I think that'd be fun.
I like that a lot. I'm thinking over here, what are some of the things that I would like to try? Skydiving. I want to get thrown out of a plane and just feel the rush, right? Like the Bodhisattva in Point Break, Patrick Swayze, okay? Want to learn how to surf. We're here, blessed to be on the coast. Every single day, I've taken you to Pacifica on our Greg Way, and I get to see these incredible waves. I get to see people ripping the curl, and I'm thinking I would like to know how to surf. Another one for all of you, I'd like to rekindle my love with cooking, and maybe I'll order some of that fresh chef, the green chef, whatever they call that. Maybe I'll try to cook again. It's been a long time. I don't really have a passion for cooking. After 13 years of running a restaurant, you think that Mike would have some sort of culinary knowledge and skill. No, I hated the back of house with a passion. And so I try to put all that behind me. And so maybe I'll try to rekindle my love for cooking. Another one, I'd like to return to the dance floor for some ballroom dancing / line dancing, because I see a lot of line dancing on TikTok, and it looks fun. Sure, they're dancing to Ed Sheeran Shivers nonstop, but I think I could do ball dancing. So, no, line dancing and ballroom dance. So those are some things, some firsts that I would like to share with all of you. So keep an eye out for some later on Greg Ways. Maybe I've accomplished some of them. Maybe I don't. Maybe I stay in my normal shell, but I'm encouraging all of you to go out and try something new. And that has been my first that I wanted to share with all of you. And I'll be back with another Greg Way tomorrow to take you somewhere safe. Bye.